Hey, good morning from East Tennessee. Welcome to Brighty On TV and America Unhinged, where America truly is unhinged, folks. Today, you got Clay Parker filling in for Dr. John Diamond. We're going to go in the truth and off the rails. A friend of mine wrote a song. His name's Billy Falcon. Check out his music at billyfalcon.com. The name of the song's Going to War. The lyrics say, I'm going to war. I don't need a gun. I'm fighting a war that God's already won. Behind enemy lines, exposing the lies and every dirty trick that the enemy tries. I'm tired of it all. Won't take it no more. I'm going to war. I'm going to war. And today my guest is going to be Bradley Dean coming up after the break. He has been in this war for a long time, folks. And he's he's an ambassador for Christ, but he's also the founder of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Stand by. We'll see you in a few.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger Store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey, welcome back to America Unhinged from East Tennessee. I'm Clay Parker, filling in for Dr. John Diamond. Today, my guest is going to be Bradley Dean, founder of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to scripture right now. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Have you ever heard of the hymn? It's one of my favorites, called Peace in the Valley. It says, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must toil on till the Lord comes to call me away. Oh, yes, where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is fair is the day. Well, and it may not be the best singing you ever heard, but let me tell you, folks, America does not have peace right now. America has trouble. You cannot have peace where you do not have justice. And I'm troubled today. They're still persecuting Christian patriots. They're still arresting patriots that went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And there's going to have to be some truth coming out about this at some point. There's a new documentary coming out. My friend David Summerall with StopHate.com sent me a trailer to the new documentary. I'm going to play that for you right now. It's coming up on October 3rd, 2023.
What if I told you that the full story of January 6th isn't what you've been led to believe? What if I told you that at least 4 unarmed people were killed at the Capitol that day? What if I told you that there was no published restricted zone available to the public, and that President Trump wasn't allowed to direct people to the specific rally points around the Capitol? What if I told you that police removed hundreds of barricades from the area of the first breach hours before it happened? What if I told you that the first group of demonstrators that breached security gates that morning had a police escort? What if I told you nothing, but showed you everything? What if we published the first accurate timeline with all of the footage and all of the context? What if we allowed you to decide? January 6th, a true timeline. Coming soon.
Yep, check that out. Be looking for it. It's going to be at on Rumble at J6 True Timeline. Or you can also go to 1000daysofterror.com. That's 1000 without the comma. 1000daysofterror.com. But that's coming on October 3rd, 2023. So just here in a couple of weeks. The truth needs to come out, folks. Somebody else has just been sentenced to a year in prison. His name is Isaac Yoder. He was on with my friend Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer a couple of times this week. I'm going to play a short video of that interview so you can see this man. He was dressed like a patriot, a son of liberty, or a founding father, went into the Capitol. He said he was not told by anyone to leave the premises. He left, and now months and months, years, 2 years later, now he's been sentenced to a year in prison away from his family. So check this out.
Idea that our government is capable of doing that to us, for sure. Eileen, come on in.
Good morning. Thank you, Isaac. Would you just share a little bit, like you did on the Gateway Pundit, about this is not your first interaction with law enforcement, obviously. You've been out in the pro-life movement a long time. So when did you realize something maybe was amiss?
Well, in fact, when I went up in there, it seemed very typical of the way law enforcement are in situations. So obviously I knew there was a situation. Yes, I could see. I knew we were being set up. And I guess if I just sat there and thought about it for a while, I knew, yes, that the government was complicit with this, but I didn't realize to the level.
You knew you were innocent though, right? You knew you hadn't done anything. And you thought, hey, I'll just get in a court of law. I'll be able to prove I didn't do anything. I'll be okay. That's our attitude, isn't it, Isaac?
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, as far as, you know, having dealt with law enforcement before, I'm used to how they are. You know, if they stand there and they just, you know, let you, they're going to communicate with you. If you're going to, if you're about to do anything that's going to get you in trouble or just something they don't want, they're going to tell you. Well, they didn't say anything. Everything was under control. They had their police lines all. I did not see any chaos. I did not see anybody getting hurt. I didn't see I did not see officers under any kind of stress or like, oh no, what do we do? They all just looked as cool as could be, just like, oh, we're fine. And even when I tried to communicate with them, that's annoying. They wouldn't communicate back. Just kind of like, we're big and bad and we're standing here. You just do your thing and we're not going to talk to you type of attitude.
Nobody tried to stop you. Nobody told you, you can't go in there. If you go in there, you're trespassing. Nobody ever said that to you.
No, nobody ever. And I was watching, I was going to make sure I wasn't going to miss that. I was watching to see if they were going to direct me away from, oh no, you can't. So it wasn't that I missed something. I literally, because I did not want to pass a point at which I would be in trouble for being there. And so, no, they never indicated that I could not be there. And I felt very comfortable with that because.
Yes, folks. So this man that was dressed up like one of our founding fathers, I believe George Washington is how he was dressed the day that he went in there. He said that he did that because he thought, if I dress like this, people will know I'm a good guy and I'm not trying to harm America, that I'm just here to speak up. And really, he said he didn't even really want to speak because he's not an eloquent speaker. But I'll let you watch that interview. Check it out at CoachDaveLive.com or Coach Dave's live video. The whole interview's there. We meet in the mornings, Monday through Friday, at CoachDaveLive.com. You're welcome to join us there. You can come in and participate in and watch that live and ask questions to the guests. 7 a.m. Monday through Fridays Eastern at CoachDaveLive.com. Now, Isaac Yoder is about to be away from his wife and his children. His wife homeschools. They've got a Give, Send, Go page set up. Give, Send, Go page. And I was on there checking it out. When you go to the search bar, if you do not put supporting the Isaac Yoder family into the search bar, you won't be able to find this. I have no idea why. You can put Isaac Yoder in there, it won't come up. You can put Yoder family in there, it won't come up. You have to put supporting the Isaac Yoder family in there. He's going to be away from his family for 12 months. His wife homeschools the three children, and they're going to need some support while he's in jail. So please go to that Give, Send, Go page. All right, now, the focus of today is going to be an interview with Bradley Dean, founder of Sons of Liberty. And the Sons of Liberty, folks, in February 1765, Irishman, Isaac Barr, that was his name, Isaac Barr. He was speaking to British Parliament, and during which he referred to the colonials who opposed unjust British measures and rule as the Sons of Liberty. Many of the founding fathers and the signers of the Declaration of Independence were associated with the Sons of Liberty. Among these were men such as Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Russ. Bradley Dean, he founded a ministry called Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you don't know who Bradley Dean is, he speaks at high schools, colleges, and many other things. I'm going to let you see who Bradley Dean is in this video.
Who is Bradley Dean? Bradley Dean, you've probably heard that name before. Maybe you've seen him in the New York Times, on Fox News, MSNBC, The Blaze, The Weekly Standard, The Drudge Report, Yahoo News, or maybe in your local papers, high school or college. Maybe you've heard the name on the radio, internet, or TV. Wherever it's been, you may have wondered, who is this guy, and what does he really stand for? The media just can't quite figure him out or get him right. So we thought we'd take a moment to introduce to you the man and his mission. Bradley Dean is the president and CEO of an organization that has reached millions of people through high school assembly programs, college campuses, radio, internet, TV, and music. Bradley Dean is the drummer for the nationally acclaimed band Junkyard Prophet, also featured on Modern Drummer magazine, and a drum instructional DVD called Deadlock. Bradley is also a national columnist for WorldNet Daily, the number one news source in the world. His articles are featured on a regular basis, and his writings in WorldNet Daily pack a powerful punch of truth and right, with no room to bend or bow to unrighteousness. Bradley Dean hosts The Sons of Liberty, a radio show that airs nationally and internationally in 52 countries, that restores the Bible and the Constitution as the foundation upon which our great nation was established. Bradley Dean is also the host and director of My War, a five-part documentary series that takes issues dead-on, such as the media, abortion, the Constitution, our founding fathers, and the truth of God's Word, while standing firm upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the maker of all things. Bradley Dean has a hard-hitting message of truth in love, which doesn't overlook sin or shy away from the issues, but loves enough to tell people the truth. His message is bringing America back to the old paths that made our nation great. He is a husband to one, daddy to five, and a patriot. He stands for truth and justice. So why then is his message so scary to the mainstream media? What are they so afraid of, and what don't they want you to know? All it takes is a moment's look into his message, and you'll understand what he is and who he's fighting for. This is Bradley Dean.
Right. Well, I don't have guests on here, folks, unless I highly, highly respect them. And Bradley Dean is one of the men and brothers, Christian brothers, that's in this fight, that's trying to do some really, he's not trying to do, he's doing great things and has been doing great things for a long time. Welcome to the broadcast, Bradley Dean. Thank you for coming and taking the time out to be with us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate your trust too, Clay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's great to know you. You know, we've tried to get together before on other occasions and it just hadn't worked out. So this is a blessing that we're able to get together this morning.
Amen.
And, you were formally calling your ministry, You Can Run, But You Can't Hide International. Is that right?
Yeah, that was kind of like a branch of what we were doing in specifics, the high school assemblies across the country. And we've done about 365 public high schools from Minnesota all the way to Florida. So that was in particular just that branch of the ministry. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. That was just that facet in which we ran. That's why we named it You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide, which is premised off of Numbers 32:23.
Well, what made you change it over to Sons of Liberty?
Oh, never changed it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about You Can Run is when we do high school assemblies where you can run, but you cannot hide. Radio broadcast, which we've been doing for the last 20 years now, is sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we're broadcasting into 159 cities as well as 53 countries in the process of doing that. So it's a little for every avenue that we go. And sometimes I just say I'm Bradley Dean. It depends on what venue I'm going to be speaking to or what group of people that I'm going to be speaking to.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, brother. So what's the latest you've been up to lately? What's the big fight?
Well, it's I'm writing three books and I did not plan writing three books. As a matter of fact, I started writing one book and then it turned into a second book because I found that I was writing two books in the first book. So I decided to break them apart. And then I ended up getting another title, The Lord Drops on Me, in the middle of the second book. So I'm in my third book. My first and my second books are done. Now I'm working on my third book, which I hope I'm 90% done in doing. But outside of that, television, over the next month, I'm going to be doing national broadcasts. You'll probably see me on the major networks. We just picked up someone from public relations. And outside of that, public speaking in between, I just did an event in Otsego, Minnesota here. I'm going to be in Arizona. We're going to be on the East Coast. And we're looking to be in South Dakota as well. It looks like we're going to be going to Michigan as well in the process. So we're just being spent in every given direction that we're called to go. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, Clay, we're going to answer for everything we don't do and everything that we do do. And I just want to make sure that at the end of the day, because I see the lack of Christianity in America, I want to do my best to make up for the lack of. And I'm asking the Lord to bestow upon me what it is that other men have left off. And in the process, I can stand before him and saying, Lord, did I do your will? And I want to make sure that I did that. So I'm redeeming the time as the word tells us to do so. And in the process of doing that, wherever we're called, we seem to respond to it. I don't recollect ever telling anybody no in 24 years of ministry that we cannot come and speak at your event, regardless of if we could get paid or if we couldn't get paid.
So you've hit, I guess, hundreds of high schools and colleges by now. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's just the high schools and that's just the colleges. We've done prisons. We've done conventions. I'm going to be doing a constitutional convention in Missouri next month with Michael Flynn. That's something I forgot that we were going to be a part of. And then outside of that, it's a lot of television, a lot of interviews, constantly doing interviews. And again, we're just, I'm the kind of guy that if I'm not doing it, I'm complaining about the fact that I'm not doing it rather than I have to do it. I don't have to do anything. I'm doing what I'm doing out of gratitude for what the Father did through the Son. And I'm responding to that love that was demonstrated on Calvary.
Amen, brother. And, you're a work in ministry.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you can't separate the two. Matter of fact, when I first got saved, this is 24 or 25 years ago now, I remember the pastor said to me, ministry spells work. And I thought, yeah, right. You know, I thought you get to stay in the word and prayer all day, Acts 6, and that's work. That's not going to be work to me. Well, little did I know it turned into a lot of that. But again, remember in the parable, the Lord said, enter into the joy of the Lord to whom more was given, not less. And I've also learned that that is absolutely spot on. And Jesus said, he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses life for my sake will find it. That is exactly right on. You find your life where you lose it, and 99% of those that call themselves Christians in this country have no idea what I just said, but it's totally true.
Well, that's right. And I was on your website. You know, you got a great website. It said, you asked the question, why become a son or daughter of liberty? And it says on your website, join our army for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Our monthly sponsorship program has proven to be an answer to prayer for many. This program allows Christian patriots to sow into a ministry that is constantly doing, folks, instead of just sitting in the church pews. And it refers to James 1:22. It says, it's time to pick up your sword or take off the uniform.
Amen.
I love it, brother. That's what we got to do. The time of sitting on the church pews and waiting for church to be over so you can go eat a casserole and then go back home until Wednesday night, that's over if you want to do something about what's going on in this country.
Amen. Well, look at this, Clay. You got 86% of the people in this country that, again, profess to be Christians. Can you imagine 329.5 million people, 86% of those people standing up and doing the Lord's will on this earth as it is in heaven? We wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today in any sense of the word. It shows you a lack thereof. But again, the good news is the Lord doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority that no flesh should glory in his presence. So I'm good with that.
See, and this gives people an opportunity to where if they don't feel like they have time or they have other responsibilities in life, especially if they're caring for maybe somebody that's an elderly loved one or special needs person and they just can't get out and do ministry work, they can fund your work and other work like Coach Dave and me and other people, but you're one of the ministries that they can put their money in and feel good that there's somebody putting boots on the ground to do something about this, even if they're not able to do it.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the other thing that goes along with that. One of the things that we do as a ministry, and it's been my heart since day one, I didn't want to be a part of a ministry that asked. I don't like the begging ministry, the prosperity ministers, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, where scripture clearly condemns all of this. Not that you shouldn't support a ministry, but a man shouldn't get up on television and do nothing but beg for money. What I guess I want to convey with all of that, Clay, is the fact that I always tell people to go look at the fruit in our basket, because most people go with an empty basket and say, help us fill it with fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. We always tell them to go look at the fruit that's already been produced. That way they can judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, just like they should judge all men. And that's what we want people to do, is see the fruit that has been born to the glory of Christ. At least that should settle any other questions that men might have in supporting the ministry.
Amen, brother. Well, hang on. We'll be right back after this short break with more of Bradley Dean Conversation.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coin and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hey everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighteon TV for uncensored truth, hard-hitting headline news. You're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighteon TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Hey, folks, welcome back to America Unhinged with Clay Parker, filling in for Dr. John Diamond. My guest today is an ambassador for Christ. He's a preacher, author, founder of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, but he's also a musician. And a lot of people don't get to see Bradley Dean in action unless you're in person. So I want to give you a taste of Junkyard Prophet. Bradley Dean's the drummer for Junkyard Prophet. Check this out. Better.
I don't care what you say to me.
They pumping us full of lies.
Once was blind, but now I see.
They trying to deceive the people.
And I don't buy what you're selling me.
We're no longer media minded.
You lie to me. You lie to me.
The media's always trying to push us full of lies. We can't believe a word they say to us. They lie to us about vaccinations, medications, and always blame it on the nation. They never want to look to the inside.
Gonna drop non-stop, do you say no? War, men are more, better settle the score. All last resort, so we coming hardcore. Always on your pussy out there, thinking we don't get it yet. Beware, it's your worst nightmare. Exposing you punks to the sun of you left.
I don't care what they say to me. I once was blind, but now I see. And I ain't buying what you're selling me. Cause all they do is lie to me.
Media mafia, try to stop us. Cause they never really figured we'd be dangerous. We hazardous, they blasphemous. Transgressing the commandments in Leviticus. Keep pushing your agenda, think it's scandalous. Straight pipping all the message, think it's tyrannous. Christ pinging in the spirit, coming furious. Destroying your machine, it's notorious.
I'm sick and tired of all the lies.
Sick and tired of all the lies.
You better beware. I like that, brother. That's some Christian metal band. You don't get to hear that every day.
Oh, no. We really made that count, too. And it's interesting because we came out of the gate. And I had no idea you were going to do that, but I do appreciate it. When we first came out of the gate as JYP, what's interesting to take note of is there was a band called POD coming out at the same time. And we played one show. We got second best unsigned to a band that was out for 2 years named POD. And then we got five label offers right away. And so what I wanted to do, instead of being dictated by the labels, I said, we need to bring this to the schools. And that's exactly what we did, is we brought it to the kids.
Yeah, and it's got messages in your songs, you know. They're not just thrown together. It's giving out some really good messages to the youth.
Amen. Pure scripture, brother. Pure scripture.
Yeah. So, you know, I've never been to one of your events where you have the band. Do you still get to do that?
Well, you know, we haven't done it in a while. We just did. And this is stuff we don't talk about, Clay, because the minute I start to talk about this, then I'm trying to bring accolade to myself. And I'm not trying to do that at all. Again, as we were talking about during the first segment, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. This is another tool to build of who we are as a ministry. We actually changed the name from Junkyard Prophet to Alarm for War, which is premised off of 4:19 of Jeremiah, warning. And we ended up doing a tour with Drowning Pool, with Creed. We just got off that about 3 years ago. And we had Geffen Records, Warner Brother Records, totally endorsed by all these major drum companies because they saw fit to see that there's something here with us. Mm-hmm. And there was no question about it. And then all of a sudden the pandemic came and everything just kind of caved in. But we just got off a tour playing with the majors across the country. And all of a sudden, like I said, it just all caved in. But we did make it to the top 100 songs across the country when it came to heavy metal version. And little did people know that they were being churched with every song.
Well, that's what's so awesome about it, because you can go to high schools and colleges and, you know, they want to, the teenagers and college students, they want to break out and be different from what their parents listen to and what their parents see. And you know, and Christian metal is not something that's the most popular thing in adults. So the kids, even if they've never heard it before, you go into there, it attracts them. And they say, man, this is different. And these are rebels, you know. But yeah. then they realize, they think you're a rebel, but you're not really a rebel. You're a rebel against the institution, you know, but you're not a rebel against Christ. And then it confuses them.
And there you have it right there. Sons of Issachar knew the times And it's important that we understand the times. It doesn't mean that we're being conformed to the world. We didn't change anything. We came into it as who we were, changed by the Lord. The greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up and make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation. Well, that's exactly what the Lord did with us. He changed our hearts. He changed our minds. And we brought that message with the power of the Holy Ghost to bring the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to the young people. Mm-hmm. And it's effective. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And as again, Paul said, I become all things to all men to win them more to Christ. It doesn't mean that I become a sinner to win them to Christ. No, I am in Christ. And who I am concerning my testimony, I give it to them, in the hopes that the Holy Ghost will convict them and bring them to godly repentance as well. Acts 20, verse 21.
Amen. Well, I can imagine it's kind of like putting the cheese in the mousetrap game that we used to play on the board. You get out there on the stage, you play the music, the kids and the youth, they get all, the young adults, they get all hyped up from the music. They like what they see and hear. And then you get to speak to them, and then you get to speak truth to them. And then they listen to you because they respected what you did to begin with. You connected with them.
That's right. Clay, I can, at the beginning of my message to the very end of my message, I have the young people for probably 2 to 3 hours. I can hear a pin drop. I don't care if there's 3,000 people in there or if there's 50 people in there. The Holy Ghost, the power, his presence is the same in every given scenario. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, if anybody ever wants to limit the Holy One of Israel, they are limiting the wrong God, because this God is bigger than we think he is. And it's a good place to be when you put your trust in him.
That's right. That's right. Let me show you this article. Pull up that article, if you will, Mr. Producer. It says, Christian band ignites controversy. It's the Washington Post. Dated March 13th, 2012. It says, shame on you, junkyard prophet.
Oh.
The Christian rap metal band from Minnesota had some shocking words last night for a Dunkerton, Iowa high school audience. School administrators told local media that the group was supposed to talk about, quote, bullying and making good choices. Now, listen to that, making good choices. And it says, instead, parents said that the band told girls in the audience that, quote, they were going to have mud on their wedding dresses if they weren't virgins. In a breakout session for girls, the band told them to save themselves for their husbands and assume a submissive role in marriage. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that is it says that y'all are supposed to talk about bullying and making good choices, but they didn't consider that advice making good choices. Well, it just blows my mind. It's like they're completely nuts and cuckoo, whoever's writing the article.
Well, then hence you understand why they're called useful idiots. And what's even worse, that reporter wasn't there. And we have, by the way, that's the third time we did that school. Third time. High reviews, once they started to push the whole sodomite agenda, the gay agenda, which is illegal in this country, that's what they started to do, started to attack my ministry, which, by the way, knowing the power of God unto salvation, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let them attack you, Christians, because the more they attack you, the bigger your platform is going to be. That's what the Lord does. He turns it on them. And that's exactly what he did there. So when the media comes after me, it wasn't just them. It was the New York Times. It was MSNBC. It was CNN. The list goes on. And when they began to attack us, there was only one reason they were attacking us, is because we were in the schools. Not only were we telling them the truth and teaching them and educating them, we were also churching them. And we never had lost the opportunity to do this. Dunkerton, Iowa was one of those schools that wanted to test their steel with us. And the minute that article came out, we turned around 3 days later and took it back to the parents, where we had a packed church, giving them the opportunity to understand what really happened in the school. And they were up, not only were many of them crying, but they were also thanking us for helping to educate their kids in a public school. So therein is the answer right there. The church has to take it back to the enemy and set the stage and give the message so people know the facts. There's a reason 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media, and that is just one particular reason right there.
Yeah, that's right. And see, you were also, trying to warn people about the dangerous effects and repercussions of having a gay lifestyle. That was back a decade or more ago, and your message was getting it out to the youth and the colleges. Well, that was going against their whole entire plan. You can't be telling them that, because if you tell them that, you're ruining our agenda that we've got going for the next 15, 20 years.
That's right. Little did they know, we already had the superintendent, the principal, and many of the students' response to that assembly program, which only made it worse, because the more they attacked us, the more that we got it out on social media platforms concerning the truth of the matter, and also conveying to them once again, Clay, that that was the third assembly program that we were invited to in Dunkerton, Iowa, with high reviews. Also, keep in mind, when that particular situation happened, the local fire department, the chief of the fire department there, had said that if Bradley Dean were to come back to Dunkerton, Iowa, he said he would block the road. Well, we had a lawsuit on his desk the very next day, and the only thing they didn't offer us was a steak and a lobster dinner, because people don't realize we've never lost the right to go in. Those are our kids. The state has no children. And furthermore, I was back in Dunkerton twice, not just once, giving the message in Dunkerton and outside of Dunkerton, because the whole state wanted to try to put a blanket statement over the top of the ministry. And by the grace of God, we turned around immediately and brought it to the enemy and set the record straight. And again, that's what Christians need to do. We already know the mainstream media is lying about what they're saying, and everybody would agree with that. But it's amazing how many people actually say they don't believe it, but really do believe it by lining themselves up with their propaganda narrative. And it's kind of scary when you think about it.
Amazing to me is, it seems like you're one of the most hardest working ministers and doers out there. And when you look, folks, if you don't believe that Bradley Dean's been shadow banned and blacklisted, if you go and do a search today, just pull up Google, pull up Bradley Dean, and see what you see. Check the news tab, and you go back and you're not going to see hardly anything that except stuff that dates back to 2012. He was so effective in what he was doing in his ministry work, and was so dangerous to what the mainstream saw as a threat to their evil agendas, that originally they started attacking you in the news media, but then they just even quit. They pretty much just killed you off. It's like Bradley Dean's not even alive. They don't even want to attack you in the news media anymore.
Well, because MSNBC found that when they do, we're going to take it to them. In 2011, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC cut up a portion of one of my radio broadcasts that I did out of Washington, and they omitted a whole minute to try to paste it together, like as if to suggest that I was the one that was calling for the execution of the sodomites, when in fact it was the Muslims in America that were calling for their execution. A week later, when we got back, we seen that. We didn't know who she was. She was just brand new on the scene, and we kind of laughed it off. Well, she did it again a year later, and this time she heightened her accusations, and they didn't recant. They added more to it, saying that both me and Michelle Bachmann wanted to do more in making sure that homosexuals were being murdered. A week later, we were in New York City with an attorney suing the mainstream media for their accusations. Again, if people don't understand 1 Samuel 17, not only did David not stand by and watch Goliath and the Philistines defy the name of the living God, he also took it to him on the battlefield. And when he took it to him on the battlefield, not only did he kill him with that stone, which the Lord directed, but also keep in mind, after Goliath was dead, David took his sword and ran over and took off the head of Goliath with Goliath's sword. That's what Christians need to understand right there. Don't stop halfway, because if they get up again, they'll do it again and again and again. And I am resolved to stick to the Lord's plan. And in the process of doing that, he has given us the victory every single time without fail, Clay.
Amen. Amen. And I want to get into your Soldier of the Cross book. Soldier of the Cross, folks. Yeah, check that out. We homeschool my daughter, and I got your Soldier of the Cross book. And we used it as part of our curriculum. And with my 16-year-old daughter, and there's some, I marked some spots in there. There's a John Adams on page 22. It says, John Adams, the second president of the United States and a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make a good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." I tell you, you know, you come from a military family. Is it not, are we dishonoring our veterans by being tolerant to evil?
Oh, absolutely. In the natural. Remember in 1 Corinthians 2:14, Jesus taught in the natural that you might understand in the spiritual. When you look at the Potomac River, what do you see on the right side of it? It depends, I guess, which direction you're coming from, but you see Arlington Cemetery, and you see our fallen on the right side, if that's the direction I'm aimed. And on the left side, we see the politicians that are calling forth war. And the fact of the matter is, when there was a war concerning our forefathers, they were the first ones to go. Now they just send your kids. And in so many different ways, the American people don't understand that they're actually disrespecting the office by allowing the evil to prevail within the office. And they have not been given the right to do the wrong thing. As a matter of fact, those said politicians put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they would uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution to fight against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. Americans have forgotten that. There is no question about it. I mean, you can even take this, just walking down the street and seeing a Vietnam vet or a Korean vet or a World War II vet, if there's any left, and just ask them, what do you think of the present generation? They'll tell you, this isn't what we fought for, but this is what America has tolerated. And I want to tell you why. Because it's a lack of gratitude on the behalf of those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to be a part of the answer. And that's what we do. We follow what they did, Hebrews 13:7. And what did they do? They fought against tyrants. And that's what we're supposed to do here. And even if it happens to be in our backyard, then so be it. And that's the side of the fence I'm going to be on. That's the side of the Potomac I'm going to be on, my friend.
It's just something you mentioned in the book. It says, look to the past and to the present, and you can clearly see that faith alone without the works did not establish the church nor this country. Because you have the faith, you do the works. And that's what your ministry, you know, you set a precedence and you display that as you go about your day. So, you know, you're not a hypocrite in any way to what you wrote in that book, brother.
Well, you know, you ask my wife, you seen her this morning, she was walking by, and in the process, she will be the first one to tell you that what you see is what you get. And I'm not giving that to myself. I'm just saying that this head is set as a flint towards heaven and the purposes that God has put us on this earth. And I believe that what he's done for one generation, he'll do the same thing for us. Well, many will say it's so dark. Yep, it is dark. That's true. But you know what? The darker it gets, the brighter we shine. And I say, what an opportunity that we have, Clay, to prove the God of Israel the same way that our forefathers did. And I believe it. And I live that every single day of my life.
And folks, I want to make sure, consider getting this book from Bradley Dean's website. His website is sonsoflibertyradio.com, and use it as part of your homeschool curriculum. We got only about a minute and 45 seconds left, so I want to make sure that they know. If you want to book Bradley Dean, you can call this number, 1-866-233-0747, and get a hold of them for booking at your any kind of speaking events or high schools or colleges. And then, Bradley, with a minute and a half left, you got a radio show and a website, and everything that Bradley's got at his website for sale to push his ministry. His shirts, his cups, his mugs, his books, everything is extreme high quality. You can't go, and it's reasonably priced, and the funds are going to go for good. Got a minute left, Bradley. Just tell them how to get a hold of you and listen to your radio show.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. The history of the church is our backs are up against the wall. And when there's no one else to look to, we look at Psalm 121, and the Bible tells us that our help cometh from the hills. The Lord has not failed us. We have failed the Lord, and we need to get back to his process and his meaning concerning the statutes and the commandments that he's given us to hold them under judgment. If we fail to do that, we do it to ourselves. That's why we're in trouble today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what we've done, what people have to say about us. And you can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go over to the store, check out the stuff that we have per your request. And what we do is we kind of like highlight a lot of stuff that kind of sparks up conversations with people. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're also on the radio from 2 to 3 Central every single day. And on Saturdays, we are on from 2 to 4 Central. Sunday, we get to take off just like everybody else does.
And look him up on Rumble. Look him up on Rumble, folks. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Bradley. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.